Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
You are now locked in live from the 48205 Red Zone.
You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Damn. Yeah.
Shit, girl.
Yeah, nice get wide
shit. Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
If you are now listening, and motherfucker, I don't know. Let me see where I want to give a shout out to. We always start in Cali, man. Shout out to Cali, dog. People out in the Bay.
Shout out to Denver.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Denver, dog. Shout out to
though y'all lost last night.
San Antonio, Texas, man. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Alabama, of course, down in the A, man. That's Atlanta, Georgia. Both of the Carolinas, man. New York City, Chicago, man. Everywhere that y'all listening across the pond.
305.
In the UK, dog. Yeah, shout out to... No, you know what? Niggas in Miami don't listen to us.
No?
No. At least it ain't showed up in my analytics.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Miami, jump on. Shit. Man, y'all bullshit. I'm just thinking about that, though. Yeah, Miami ain't even that shit.
No.
And we gotta figure out how to get down to that market, dog.
Yeah.
And of course, right here in the city of Detroit, man, the motherfucking 313, dog. You already know what it is. The livest cloud radio show on the planet.
Earthcast.
Straight from the E-Block Radio live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building. Got my man Monk Money holding it down.
Oh, yeah, Surfski.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Rizzo.
My man B Todd checking in on IG. What up, though? Corporate Cody checking in on IG. What up? Don't forget, if you're checking in on IG, you can pull up on the block right now, www.eblockradio.com. And of course, I forgot to change the hot topic on the thing. It's just showing the one from Friday. That ain't what we're talking about today, though, dog. Anyway, how was y'all weekend, dog? Angry Man, what's been popping with you, dog? How was your weekend, cuz?
What weekend was typical?
Yeah.
Just went to work.
I don't know, that last weekend though, you didn't even work though, so I don't know. Typical is like being off work for you now.
I only had one day off last week.
Oh.
I didn't have the whole entire weekend off.
Oh. I mean, you had the holiday off though, so it kind of count like the whole weekend.
Yeah, but I made up for it this week.
Gotcha.
Went to work. Did what I was supposed to do. I guess.
That was it?
That's about fucking it.
Nothing on TV or nothing. You just ain't do shit this weekend.
Nah, man. I came home from work and laid down.
This nigga striking matches, right, lighting joints is the funniest shit ever, though.
I think I'm going to sign the boy up this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. See if I can get him going.
Where at?
I don't know yet. I got a couple of options.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I want to, you know, go with the norm or go with something close to home.
Yeah, how you spell Villains? Is it with two L's or one?
One.
You sure? Mm-hmm. I don't know either.
So you college graduate. Tell us. But no, like I said, I don't know if I'm going to, you know, go to where we, you know, where we will go.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, somewhere close to home.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I might go with the convenience for now.
Who down the street? Titans.
Titans.
Yeah, Titans, yeah, for sure.
You got the Titans over there, and I think you got the, what is it, the Ducks?
Old Town Ducks.
Yeah, the Osborne, I think they're the Ducks. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know if that's where they play at. No, I didn't even know that. So the Old Town Ducks originated on, I want to say, they was telling the history of that shit. I think, I want to say maybe Morang or Moross or some shit. But anyway, it used to be called Old Town, and that's why they called it Old Town Ducks. I never knew that shit.
I don't know.
Random shit right there.
It's a duck organization on Seven Mile and Hayes.
Yeah. That might be, that. Maybe that was it. Maybe that's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, maybe that's it.
On Seven Mile and Hayes.
Yeah, that might be the Old Town Ducks and shit. Shout out to Sound Mind, Sound Body.
Yeah.
Academy, they are part of that joint.
But yeah, I'll get it figured out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like I said, this first year, I might go with the convenience.
Yeah. What up, though, podcast checking in. What up, though, man? Shout out to y'all karaoke joint yesterday. I couldn't make it, and she was kind of still doing my birthday weekend shit. But anyway, though.
Just in case he don't like it.
Yeah. Why you think he wouldn't like it, though?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Because he's more of a basketball guy.
I got you.
You know, he done
played. He don't know what he is yet.
He done played a couple years on the basketball team.
Yeah. It's been 2 years already?
Yeah.
Damn. I ain't realized that.
Yeah, so he likes basketball. He said he want to try it. So
yeah.
He might not like it.
I bet after you post up my nigga TJ and shit, though, he'll quit this shit. Trying to put a TJ in the post and shit. He gonna quit hooping and shit. He gonna go to football then.
I don't know.
He gonna have to go around him because
he gonna have to go around. Hell no. That's what's up, though. My money, y'all. What's been popping with you this weekend, bro?
Oh, man. I had a small eventful weekend, actually. Shit.
Eventful?
Yeah, and I worked doing shit. So it was kind of lit. You know what I'm saying? I did go to Topgolf. Mm-hmm. Did that shit, you know, for my dog's birthday. I watched a few fucking television shows. I've been watching, like, that shit show I was telling us about.
I watched that shit. Did you finish it?
No, I didn't finish it yet.
Man, what episode you on?
Four.
Shit crazy.
Yeah, this bitch mad aggressive. But anyway.
Bitches ain't shit, bro. That shit crazy.
Yeah. Fuck.
But love and death is what we talking about.
Love and death, yeah. That was decent. And I've been watching, what's it called? Fucking, what's it called, bro? Damn, I can't think of the name of that shit right now. But I am about to start that, what's called?
Nigga, I don't know. All the shit you watched, nigga.
David Allegri and the motherfucker, man. And it's new.
It's a series?
Yeah.
With David Allegri. Shit, yeah. I ain't hip. I fuck with dog. Anybody listening know that David Allegri got a new sitcom?
It's called The Pickers. I think it's called Pickers.
It's like some drama shit or like a sitcom, like funny shit?
No, drama shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I ain't hip.
It's called Pickers. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Get excited about that shit. But, you know, I've been doing my Yellowstone motherfucking, you know, they had a Yellowstone, you know, rundown and shit. So
that shit about to come back on or something?
It had to have to be. Yeah. I hope so, shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, been doing that shit. What else did I do? Swim class. Shit, I went to swim class. My dog swim like a fish. But still lost into this little swim. He had a swim. Like a little meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just stopped. I don't understand what the fuck.
Yeah, nigga can swim good though.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah. Man, you fuck with no water.
Dog and fish.
Yeah. You fuck with no water.
We know that. We put your feet in there. I don't know why. Big people normally can swim.
Whatever, nigga.
I'm just saying.
I don't know, nigga.
Y'all got built in floaties.
Niggas weak as hell. I knew that shit was coming. Anyway, dog. That's it, dog. Shit.
Yeah, that's it.
Goddamn reefer, boy.
That's it.
Whoo. Yeah, so guess we'll keep it moving and shit though. Weak as hell. Now the love and death shit though. That shit dope as fuck. If you haven't watched it, dog, I'm just saying, watch that shit. She weak as hell, dog. I can't. Oh, she weak as fuck. There's some women out here like that too, dog.
Yeah, it's a true story.
Yeah, obviously, right? It's a true story. It's just like, damn, women just don't ever have enough, nigga. They say niggas is like that, dog. No. It's them.
Never too much.
Right. So I watched that shit, dog. I ended up watching all of that shit this weekend. I think it's like, what, 7, 8 episodes? Nigga, but did you know that Amityville, whatever you call that shit.
Amityville,
dog. Got a new joint out, 2023, nigga. You ain't gonna never believe this shit, though. What? That bitch a Tubi original, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Amityville. What is it? Amityville Curse or something like that? A Tubi original, nigga. Can you believe that shit? Who the fuck made it a Tubi? And there's some Tubi shit in that motherfucker, dog. Like,
I'm about to say, it's some
Tubi shit, like... Motherfuckers getting killed and shit, and the weapon be right here in one scene, behind them in another. Then they land down like, nigga, it's really a Tubi movie, though. Fuck me up. I watched that shit, though. Fucking Amityville Curse. Tubi original.
I just saw a video. They didn't cut this scene out, man. This dude robbed the dude, ran away.
I saw that.
Bust his ass. Like, damn, they ain't even cut that shit, bro. That shit funny as
Who
fuck.
Missed that shit? Or is they just not... Or they just not editing this shit.
Probably just not editing this shit.
That shit funny. Like, somebody should have seen that shit. Like, dog busts his ass in the background. We can't use this cut. Like, you gotta do this shit again. That shit was funny. I don't know. He clicked his heels or something. That nigga went down.
Down.
Nigga went down like Joe Biden and shit. Shout out to my nigga Sleepy Joe.
Hey, nigga Joe, man.
My nigga Come Sleepy on, Joe man. Going down. I feel like villains got two L's in it, dog. It just don't look right. I'm looking at it and shit. I don't know. Maybe it's anybody looking right now, dog. Tell me if Villains has two L's in it or not, because it just don't look right. Like it look, the one L just don't look right. But anyway, so I watched that shit. I watched the Love and Death shit. What else did I watch? I think that was it. I don't think I watched shit else, dog. No, that was it. Damn, I feel like it was something else though. Was it something else? I mean, I guess I just been watching that shit. That shit had me pissed off though. The Love and Death shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. But anyway, this weekend, shit, shout out to all the homies and shit pulled up for Top Golf on Saturday, dog. That shit was fun. I had never did that shit before, but I kicked niggas' asses for two rounds and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, man, you know, I did my thing, you feel me?
Man, you shot at the same hole.
What difference do it make? Motherfucker, I won. Nigga, you hear this nigga hating this shit? Man, what you supposed to do? That's like niggas, nigga hooping and shit, and you keep hitting the motherfucking mid-range, you gonna stop shooting it? Motherfucker, that's stupid. Like, I'm winning, nigga, so. Whatever. You couldn't do it.
That's what you
You
doing.
Couldn't do it.
I started to because I was going for out shit, you know, like shit farther out. You know what I mean?
Shit you couldn't make. I got you.
I made it once, motherfucker.
You like that motherfucker, yeah. You got no lighter? Alright, I'll let you fuck with it. Made that shit one time, shit, though. So out of motherfucking 40 swings, nigga. So exactly, man. Nigga. You got to play the odds and the numbers. Man, anyway, shout out to niggas getting their ass whooped and shit for Top Golf. I did that shit, you feel?
You did.
Shout out to the whole weekend, man. Again, shout out to everybody. Show the nigga love over the birthday weekend from Thursday up until yesterday and shit, dog. Appreciate y'all. That shit was good. Did that shit. I think that was, that was really.
We did shit outside for a
month. Oh, yeah. That was, what was that? That was on my birthday, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was Thursday, yeah. So we did the hood shit, you know what I'm saying? Saying the driveway got fucked up. That was cool and shit. Yeah. That was really, really about it, dog. We go, was there something else I wanted to mention today? I think that was it and shit, dog. All right, we gonna get to today's for real topic, dog. We talking about movies, though. We gonna keep it in entertainment shit, dog. I wanna know, who do y'all think the toughest movie villain is? I'm gonna say of all time, dog. Toughest movie villain. It could even be what you call it, dog. It could be a cartoon if you wanted to. But for some reason, I wanted to say Skeletor. Hey, angry man. Who the toughest motherfucking villain, dog? Toughest movie villain, dog. Who you say, dog?
Darth Vader.
Word?
Yeah.
Darth Vader, I guess. I guess I ain't really a Star Wars. Maybe that's why. I'm not really a Star Wars fan and shit. I like Star Trek better and shit.
You don't have to be a Star Wars fan for him to be the toughest villain.
I mean, I have to watch it. to agree, nigga. I can't agree with some shit I ain't never really looked at.
Yeah, Darth Vader.
Yeah. That's interesting. I wasn't thinking that shit, dog. My money, what about you, though?
Man, I got three. So,
damn.
So I'm going to give you my shit in order.
Damn.
I got three, man. The first on my motherfucking list is the Joker, man, of all times.
Dude. Just, in any particular movie?
All of them.
It's all of them. Okay.
All of them. Okay. The nigga was just crazy as fuck. They didn't give a fuck about another situation that's right. Going on. He just going in.
Yeah.
And that's what his shit was, just going in.
For sure.
And he did it every time. number two is fucking Thanos.
Yeah.
Thanos destroyed.
I can see that shit.
Galaxies.
Yeah.
he destroyed bullshit. Galaxies, you know.
And it kind of made sense. I almost understood.
Kinda,
like,
what he was right. Doing, you know what I mean?
Got to fuck with him on
yeah. So Thanos was one. And number three is fucking, I just had that motherfucker. Number three is, brain fart like a song, bitch. Number three is,
that nigga was hype too. I got three of them motherfuckers, cuz.
Yeah, I got three of them motherfuckers. Number three is fucking, Predator. I liked the Predator, you know what I'm saying? He was a.
Was he a villain, though?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of like E.T., nigga. He just wanted to. No, just want to get his gang and go home and shit, nigga.
Nah, that nigga was killing people on the way out.
Angry man, what you say about that shit, though? You think that nigga was a...
Yeah,
you think that was a villain?
What else would you call him?
A nigga trying to go home, shit.
His name was the Predator, nigga.
That nigga was a Predator, nigga. His name said it all.
Dog was just trying to get his gang and get the fuck on.
You don't call somebody nice and call him a Predator, man. That don't go in the same sense, dog.
Nice Predator?
B. Ty said Magneto and shit. Magneto.
Magneto's a
good one. Fucking Magneto and shit, though. I'm trying to think of who mine might be and shit. Did you have more than one and shit, or Darth Vader just a...
Nah, because Darth Vader pretty much can kill everybody.
Do you think so?
Who can you kill?
I don't know. Thanos? Shit, yeah.
He got the force.
This nigga got the foot force, nigga.
He got the force, man. Talking about Darth Vader.
I don't know about that shit, though. I think Thanos will kick his ass.
You know who is, you know, honorable mention, though? You know
honorable mention.
Fucking, what's my man, Superman? Damn, man.
Which one?
Superman, the motherfucker that always fucked Superman up with the green shit, has no superpower.
Oh, fucking Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor, dog. Lex Luthor, no superpower.
No superpowers and shit.
Fuck Superman
he
up.
He do be fucking Superman
fucking
up, though.
Superman up, bro.
Damn, he is the only one who be getting fucked up by a regular nigga, though.
Yeah, regular nigga.
Yeah. Dog, so I ain't gonna lie to you, dog. I think I got a few and shit. Shout out to GG checking in. What up, dog? Oh, yeah. What was that, Friday night? No, I kicked it with Cuz for a minute. I'm talking about some high shit, bro. What was we talking about? I can't. No, we were so high I can't even fucking remember though. But it was everything was motherfucking funny, dog. You know what I had though? Some fucking peach. What was that shit? Peach Crown Royal with peach Faygo and lemonade, dog. That shit was. Yeah. It's a whole lot of peach, nigga. But. The motherfucker was good, though. That shit gets you fucked up because it tastes like nothing. It tastes like pop and shit, dog. So, shout out to GG pulling up on me and shit Friday. But, yeah, my number one favorite for real all time, dog. And this was... And it wasn't until... And it's like... the movie version I didn't like so as much. But the TV show version of motherfucking Kingpin, dog. That nigga a monster, nigga. Yeah. That nigga a monster. Yeah. Fucking Kingpin off the... I was about to say the Flash. Daredevil and shit, dog. Off the movie, I don't know, not so much. But on the TV show, they made that motherfucker a beast.
Comics.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, seeing it on TV and shit, yeah. Though. Fucking, yeah, that shit was a monster and shit, though. But then I would say, in my head, though, when I did this, I was saying movies and shit. But then, like, in my head, everything popped up as cartoons and shit, dog. So I just want to say real quick, Skeletor, I said this shit already. Right? But I also want to say, what's the dog name and shit? The Transformer nigga and shit. Megatron. Yeah, Megatron. Like, I fuck with Megatron. But as far as movies, though, see, I want to go back.
Oh, I got a lot of those fucking cartoon
villains. Cartoon villains and shit. Yeah. Shit, fuck it. We'll get
Vegeta,
to that next.
Vegeta, nigga. Dragon Ball Z. No, Frieza. I'm talking about
Frieza. Oh, yeah, Frieza.
Yeah, Frieza. Motherfucker.
Yeah, Frieza. Dog, do they still make Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
Or, like, some new shit?
Yeah.
For real? What the fuck is they talking about?
I don't know. They on season a million.
Probably. Right. They got to be, dog. I know that's your shit. That's like when niggas first got hip to, what you call it, anime?
I fell off of Dragon Ball Z, so I don't even know where they at, but.
I motherfucker got about 50,000 seasons.
Nigga. Gotta
be. Yeah, Frieza was a motherfucker, though. Kick everybody ass. Mm-hmm. Except, who whooped it? No, did nobody?
Goku,
or was it? Oh, yeah, Goku. Yeah, you're right. That was later on in the shit, though. What was the green nigga name?
Piccolo.
Yeah. I ain't like him, dog.
I like Piccolo.
I ain't like Piccolo. Piccolo was trash.
Piccolo was the only black nigga in there.
Yeah, that's the only reason you like that nigga. I figured that's the only reason you like that nigga. Only nigga in the motherfucking show and shit, dog. Yeah. Fucking Magneto, though. If you had to choose, though, like if you was going to be in the motherfucking, in the bad army and shit, who would you want your leader to be? Outside of motherfucking, what you call it?
Darth Vader.
Outside of Darth Vader, who would you want the leader of your motherfucking gang to be and shit up?
I don't know.
You said, because after Darth Vader, ain't nobody else.
Yosemite Sam or some shit.
This nigga, what the fuck, dog? This nigga ain't even hit the weed. He talking crazy.
What was wrong with Yosemite Sam?
That nigga not a villain. He just a retard.
He's a villain, man. He hit you in the head with a hammer, a baseball bat. And plus he'll bust a cap at your ass.
That nigga's a bully, bro. He just come through fucking with everybody.
I'm fucking with everybody.
Two gun shouty.
Right. For real. Came through with the blam blams.
He was trying to catch a rabbit. How was he fucking with everybody? Rabbit was fucking with him more than anything. I'd have tried to kill his ass too.
Stupid as hell, though.
Or maybe he was just hungry and wanted some rabbit.
Yeah. What about this, though? Who is the motherfucking, who was the dopest? I don't even know if you want to call him a villain, though. But who was the dopest, like, gang leader in a movie, though?
Probably Nino.
Think so? Nino Brown? Maybe. What'd you say, dog?
I would say motherfucking Kingpin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was a beast, man. Methodical to the motherfucker.
That's
bro.
The thing. Just fucking methodical.
Yeah,
nigga.
Frank White.
Yeah. Fucking Kings of New York and shit. Dog, I'ma say, damn. I'm trying to think about this for real, cause I was just thinking about that shit. What about
Gargamel?
This nigga said Gargamel. That nigga, did they have a game?
No,
okay,
no, 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 no. It was just him and the cat.
Just him and the cat. Fucking Gargamel, dog. That nigga a villain, though. Yeah. Like, that shit could count. Oh, fucking gang leader. Even though it's like a true story, though, like, I think that the American gangster shit, what's fucking
Frank Lucas?
I think that nigga's probably in a movie. Damn. Cause I want to say Scarface and shit. But
he wasn't really a gang.
Scarface wasn't in a gang, though.
They had a gang? What you call them niggas? All them niggas who lived at the house with guns and shit, nigga. It's a gang, nigga.
Wasn't in no gang.
What is that then?
Just a bunch of niggas.
That's a gang, nigga.
I wasn't no gang.
He was paying them niggas.
A gang, you gotta have a name. They ain't got no name.
Is that true?
That's what makes them a gang.
And you gotta have a handshake. If you ain't got no handshake, you ain't got no gang.
Man, shut the fuck up, dog.
I'm just saying.
This nigga said you ain't got no handshake. Yeah. You ain't got no gang. What?
No yeah. Gangster walk or nothing like that.
So let me say hoodlums. Oh, shit, I guess there's a difference, huh? Yeah, I guess so. So what about Bumpy Johnson? That's a gang, though, right?
I guess.
Is it? No, or is they just hoodlums because that's the name of the movie and shit, so.
No, that wasn't no gang.
It wasn't? Well, goddamn, what the fuck is a gang? This bitch got to be a Crip or a Blood, nigga? Like, what the fuck?
No, man,
that's a gang.
You got to have to throw up symbols and handshakes and have dances.
What no dances on gangs in New York, nigga?
Well, I'm saying, but you do got dances and gangs, you know what I'm saying? They do the Crip Walk, and they do the Blood Step, you know what I'm saying?
You sound crazy.
You gotta have some of that kind of shit in your organization. If you don't have that in your organization.
If it's an organization, it's a gang there, right?
No. Wow.
What is it then?
So most mafias are gangs?
Yeah, nigga, what the... Hello, motherfucker? Gangsters, nigga? Yeah. That's where gang come from. This nigga talk about this thing.
I'm just saying.
Yes, nigga. The yeah. Five families, nigga. Okay. Yes.
So, that's saying.
So, that's... It's a gang then, nigga. So, nah, Frank Lucas' squad was a gang and shit then, motherfucker.
His brothers.
It's still a gang, nigga. You got a gang of family. Them niggas was families. Nigga, I just said the five families.
Man, don't matter. I'm six oh so like
so y'all gang.
Fucking Fast and the Furious. Toretto, he was a gang.
That's their gang. That is his gang. That is his gang. Come on, they steal cars, nigga.
They family, man.
But they steal a car. They a gang, nigga. A gang of niggas stealing shit. That's a gang. What the fuck you think making a gang?
Gang and niggas stealing shit.
I guess a gang is when a group of people can be identified as one thing.
Yeah. There you go.
And what do you identify them as?
Car thieves, nigga. They steal cars. The fuck you mean?
But you could just be one person and do that.
Just like you robbing banks. If it's three or more of y'all motherfuckers, is a motherfucker a gang robbing a motherfucking bank.
No, they won't call you a gang on the news. They're going to call you bank robbers.
I don't give a fuck what they call you on the news, nigga. I'm telling you what it is. It's a motherfucking gang of robbers, nigga.
See how you don't agree with it. You see what I'm saying?
What do I got to do with it?
Nothing.
You over there getting all hype about it? I don't care what they say.
Goddamn, when we start caring what the media say?
I never did, kid.
I mean, you just used them as an example, though.
Yeah, but that don't mean I care
what on the news, say. They wouldn't call the case.
That don't mean I care what they say.
I wouldn't even brought them niggas up, though, if I didn't give a fuck what they were saying.
Well, but that's what they say, though.
So what? What do you say, nigga?
It has to be identified as a group of people.
Hey, you know who... I'm sorry, I ain't mean to cut you up, bro. Hmm. But you know who was a dog-ass villain?
Who?
Mr. T and Rocky.
No, you know.
He was great.
Oh shit, dog. This nigga said Mr. T, dog. I guess it would be considered a villain, right?
Yeah, he was a villain.
Fucker, have y'all niggas... Y'all niggas, like, in real life, as an adult, looked at them fucking Rocky movies, dog.
Yeah.
Dog, them shits was trash.
I love
no, there's no defense, nigga. I'm talking about, if nigga was taking punches like that, man, he'd be fucking dead, bro.
I mean, that was the entertainment part of it.
Dog, niggas was eating them bitches, dog.
Ivan Drago, he dies. Beat the shit out of motherfucker that nigga Apollo.
Apollo got his ass whooped.
Beat the brakes off that nigga.
He only won one fight.
Yeah, but like he was a champion or some shit, right?
Yeah. He won one fight out of all the Rockies he was in. Nigga.
Yeah.
Did I guess they had to come out with Creed the way they did his ass in Rocky.
Yeah, and you know, I was wondering, like, I wonder who made that decision. Like, how did that happen and shit? Because, like, that movie could have been literally about either one of them.
It was good, though. I fuck with all the Creeds.
No, I mean, I'm talking about the original Rocky shit. Like, I wonder who even... Like, that shit could have went either way. Because I think Apollo Creed could have been a bigger character than Rocky and shit. I wonder why they went that way instead of making it...
Sylvester Stallone, nigga?
I mean, Carl Weathers was Carl Weathers, nigga.
Carl Weathers was Carl Weathers.
Shit, don't front up my nigga.
He was Stallone.
Either came out the ring and shit as Apollo Creed and then went down to the Black Bottom and shit in Heat of the Night and shit.
He was Stallone.
I guess you're right, though. Yes, you're right.
I ain't gonna say that. He got his ass.
How you gonna pay that part?
Adrian!
You gotta be half retarded.
I ain't seen the third Creed and shit. You said shit was good?
Yeah, I ain't seen that shit. But they had to, like I said, they did Creed wrong in Rocky.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah, he won the first fight, lost the second one, got killed in the third one.
Hey, at least he made it to three shit. Limited role and shit like
that. Well, that was Rocky 4.
That was 4.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, he made it through 4, nigga.
Yeah. He ain't even boxing 3.
Right, nigga, just in there.
He was just training Rocky.
Duh, fucking Apollo Creed, nigga.
Man, they did his ass wrong.
This nigga name was Apollo, dog. That's just like, what you call it, though? We was talking about that shit Friday. The nigga name was Furious Styles, nigga. It's a dog ass name. Shit. Who the fuck came up with that shit? Casting, dog. Who would you want to see? Like, what kind of villain would you want to see, though, that hasn't been done already?
Like, in a, yeah,
I don't know. Like, what would you want to see? Like, what kind of bad guy would you want to see in a movie and shit that you haven't seen before?
What?
I don't know what the fuck you
saying.
I'm still
people die who have never died before.
So we just talked about villains, right?
Yeah.
Kingpin and shit. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what kind of villain would you like to see that hasn't been done in a movie? That's just like a scary movie. Like, what type of killer would you like to see in a movie that you ain't never seen before? Or has everything been done?
I think it's all been done before.
Everything been done, probably.
So me and my son been coming up with some shit. You know what I'm saying? We got a villain, but he has all the elements balled at once. So he fucks shit up with fire, ice.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so like that. Now, you talking about some anime shit, though. But
we just made one up, though. You know what I'm saying? Because we trying to do this anime shit, though.
Yeah, for sure.
But he got all elements, and it's tough to beat him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got clans of people that ran up on him. You know what I'm saying? He fucking up everything. You know what I'm saying?
How big is he?
He's a big dude. You know what I'm saying? He has to be big because he has all. Because
he got all of that shit.
Yeah.
I want to see this shit, though. Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, we're
going to
do that shit.
Yeah. I think it's all been done from robots to animals.
I can see it. Everything's been fucking done.
Yeah, the crocodile killed people.
Crocodile.
Jaws then killed the
lizard and shit.
They had a cocaine bear.
The cocaine bear.
Dog, that shit was hilarious, nigga.
Bird.
Way more interesting than the actual story.
Oh, man. Nah, he just popped in my head, man. Jason Voorhees, bro. I don't know why the fuck I did.
Yeah. Oh, you mean as a villain?
Yes, bro.
I don't like Jason.
Yeah, I do, dog.
Yeah, I don't like Jason.
You know why I do, though?
Why, nigga?
Because, man, he walk a bitch down. You hear me? He literally walk a bitch down.
Right.
Bitch, you get full speed. He walking.
Full sprint.
He walking. And bitch, he on your heels.
He can do feet walking.
Goofy ass bitch fall.
My question is, how old is this motherfucker?
Oh, he gotta be 1,000.
This nigga been killing niggas since the early 70s, bro.
Right. Yeah, early 70s.
This nigga probably mad because he want to take a nap and want nobody to leave his ass alone.
They need to quit making them. Well, they quit making them, but they need to quit making the Halloweens, though. That shit's getting...
Yeah, that shit getting out of hand.
They
should have left it alone.
Yeah, that shit getting way out of hand and shit. I think Juice WRLD checking in, what up, though?
At least they made him old.
Yeah, they did. They did. They made him old and shit. They butted still. After that nigga took out the whole night shift at the motherfucking fire, at the fire station.
Yeah.
I was over that shit, though. They sent the whole... Nigga, the whole midnight crew from the fucking fire department. And this nigga karate kicking. This shit was all bad. Who wrote this shit, though?
No,
that shit was bad. Anyway, but yeah, Jason Voorhees, huh? As far as like horror villains and shit, dog, I gotta get that motherfucker the candy man, nigga, just cause he black. Right, and it's candy man. This nigga got a hook in his hand.
Freddy Krueger, is he black?
Cause he burnt? Cause he not black, nigga.
He was browner than a motherfucker, dog.
Dog, this nigga say browner than a motherfucker.
Browner than a motherfucker, dog. It was probably because you got burnt.
Yes, dog, yes.
I ain't like Candyman.
You ain't like Candyman? What?
That shit was terrible.
Man, y'all trip.
Man, you seen the mic a few times, Candyman.
For real?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, dog. I'm going to say, what the fuck you talking about?
No, I'm talking shit, but no, Candyman.
As critical as you are about movies, you actually like that shit?
Yeah.
That shit was terrible.
Man, I used to like Freddy too. I used to like him a lot because he used to have the cool ass one liner.
Yeah, the one liner. The shit was funny, yeah. First one was kind of scary though, actually. Yeah, yeah. First one, yeah.
Mine was actually anything Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I was a Michael Myers guy.
Yeah.
Pretty much didn't like Jason.
Yeah.
Pretty much didn't like Candyman. I don't think the world liked Candyman.
What about Pinhead? Y'all remember that motherfucker from Hellraiser? Hellraiser.
Yeah. Dog, you know I never actually watched a whole movie of Hellraiser. It's about 20 of them bitches. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never really looked at that shit. What the fuck was it about? Like, I don't even know, right? Yeah, I don't know. I never really looked at that shit. Man, B-Town said Freddy versus Jason was hilarious. That shit was funny.
Funny as
fuck.
That
was funny. And it was good, though. Like, it was entertaining as fuck, though.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, Freddy had a gang of one-liners in that bitch. Yes. Yeah. No, that's for sure. That shit turned into a comedy after a while.
Yeah, Jason won the fight, though.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, he walked out the water with Freddy's head in his hand.
Yeah, but that nigga's still alive. That's the whole thing, nigga. Shit. Anybody who, if you fight that nigga or you talk about him, like you said, you're keeping him alive, nigga. So shit, he won in theory.
You can't kill Freddy.
Right. As long as you're talking about him, nigga, shit, he still exists.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you gotta tell me though, nigga. What's wrong with Candyman, bro?
Huh?
What's wrong with Candy, man? You talking about me like, nigga, you the film critic. You like this. What's wrong with the movie?
It was garbage. That's why he only made the past part two.
I mean, the most sequels is garbage. The first one wasn't garbage.
No, yes, it was.
Oh, you hating this shit, nigga. I don't even understand, nigga.
That shit was terrible.
I mean, like, what made it terrible, nigga?
I didn't like it.
So, like, what made you not like it, nigga? I know you can. You can like or dislike anything. Like, what made you not like it, nigga? This is a general question, nigga.
It was boring.
Yeah. You agree with that shit?
I mean, it wasn't as entertaining.
Oh, here y'all niggas go.
It was boring. I'm not saying I don't like
it. But you thought it was boring, too.
I didn't think it was boring. I just think it wasn't as entertaining as the other ones, you know?
What?
I fell asleep on that shit, man.
No, y'all niggas tripping.
I'm telling you.
Ain't no way in the fuck Candyman was boring.
That shit was boring.
I didn't say boring.
I mean, you kind of agreed, though.
I'm saying it wasn't as good as the other shits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He could have made it much better.
I mean, like, shit, how? Nigga, they told the story, nigga, killed some motherfuckers, like...
Sure.
Couple little scary parts and shit like this.
Mm-hmm. Couple.
What was scary about it?
That nigga just show up out of nowhere, nigga. And getting hooked to death is fucking disgusting, nigga. That shit's scary.
Same concept as every other goddamn scary movie.
Exactly, but you just called this one boring, so like...
It was boring.
That can't be exactly the same, then.
It's exactly the same.
Hey, did he
have all
like,
the bitches morning?
Did he have like bumblebees pop up first before he popped up?
Sometimes.
It was just in his mouth.
Yeah, and then in the toilets and shit. When old girls and that bitch got knocked out with the dude and shit. Heard you looking for Candyman, bitch. Come on, dog. Some one liner in that bitch, dog. It's better than Freddy. Heard you looking for Candyman, bitch.
Freddy did it cold when he said, "No more prime time, bitch."
Yeah, that nigga was saying that nigga fooling. I think dog felt that role and shit, dog. Yeah. Shout out to my man Robert Englund and shit. Hello, Moto. Dog.
That shit was weird.
Put your shit on vibrate.
That shit was weird. I thought somebody was getting invaded by
Anyway, dog, I'm just mad niggas hating on Candyman. Now, part two and obviously, I guess it was a third part that really, I don't know.
Yeah,
the new one was straight though. It wasn't necessarily scary shit because you know Jordan Peele be trying to put messages in that motherfucker. So, but it was good. It was a good, joint though.
Jordan Peele did Candyman.
Mm-hmm. The last one.
Didn't know that either.
Yeah. Did you see it or you just?
Didn't know.
Yeah, that shit came out in, shit, I don't know, 2020 maybe about 3 years ago, maybe somewhere in there. Yeah. So that shit was straight though. Like it was decent. It wasn't really necessarily scary. Like I said, dog be trying to, you know, put messages in this shit though.
I'm not watching.
No, I mean, of course not, because you don't like it and shit. Now, see, I ain't really a Halloween fan, but I still, every time that new shit come out, I watch the motherfucker. And just so I can be disappointed, because that shit be trash, nigga. One of the Halloweens, I think the last good one to me, I think, was H2O and shit with LL and shit. I think that was the last good one. After that, motherfuckers just start, I don't know. I think somebody else started doing them and shit. So, especially these last three, them last three is definitely different.
I just seen one in the theater right now. It's Hell something. And his mama is the devil just take over his mama. And you know, the kids is trapped in his apartment, bro. This shit's crazy.
Damn.
Crazy.
I gotta see Boogeyman still, nigga.
I ain't seen Boogeyman either.
Yeah, man. I wanna see that shit though. You fuck with some shit like that, Angry Man?
Mm-hmm.
I wanna see that shit though. Somebody got a flat.
I think, I don't know, I think the older I get, the more horror movies are becoming a waste of time.
It's still entertaining.
Right, it's just entertaining.
I know, but that's why I love to go see something funny.
Yeah, sometimes. I just watched some old ass shit yesterday. It was something I watched. I can't remember. I think it was called Funny Man or some shit like that. With Adam Sandler and Seth Rogen, dog. This shit from like 2009. Funniest shit I ever seen, though, nigga. I didn't even know that shit existed. Anyway, that was just random. He was talking about funny shit. What's your, what about a, all right, we about to get out of here because it's 11 o'clock and I got shit to do. But who is your, we gonna end on this, dog. Who is the, maybe the funniest or the best comedy motherfucking villain in the movie, dog? Because, you know, comedy movies be having villains and shit, dog, so. Who y'all think the best comedy villain? Villain in a comedy movie, dog. Because this shit is going to be completely different. What you say, Angry Man?
A comedy villain, man?
Yeah. Like motherfucking Debo. Like, Debo's a villain in a comedy, nigga. So, like, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough one.
Debo actually might be my answer. now that I'm thinking about this shit.
May not go no further than that one.
Yeah, actually, that might be your shit, dog.
I'm sitting there thinking of all the comedies. There really wasn't no villains.
There's always a villain in comedies, nigga.
Outside of Devo.
There's always a villain in comedies.
Pinky?
There's always villains.
Yeah, Pinky, yeah, motherfucker.
Baby D?
Yeah.
Baby D was a villain? And it's all one movie, shit.
Pinky wasn't no villain.
At the beginning, he was. They only became friends in the third. It's a tough one, huh? Cause it's usually in comedies, it's definitely a villain. Could it be some kind of little weak ass crisis they going through and shit? It's like you got one in mind and shit.
Yeah.
Nah, are they villains or boats? Or is that
well, I guess kind of. Yeah, I'm kind of going along those lines. So yeah, it'd be bullies.
I don't know, man. That's a tough one.
I'm gonna tell you one y'all probably not even thinking about either. This ain't gonna be mine and shit, but one y'all probably ain't thinking about. This motherfucking Ice Cube on, what's the name of that shit? School Fight?
Oh, yeah.
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 That shit, that nigga was a motherfucking bully. That nigga was a villain.
Yeah.
I never seen it.
You ain't, dog, you gotta see that shit. Yeah. I think it's, ain't it School Fight? Some shit like that. Him and the white dude and shit. I can't think of white dude name and shit.
Okay, well, if we go off that, what's the name of that movie? Bow Wow Lottery Ticket.
Yeah, my man's and yeah, shit.
He was funny as shit.
Yeah, that nigga hella villain and shit. Yeah, like that. Yeah.
Yeah, he was mad as fuck about every goddamn thing.
What'd you say, Mark? Like, cause you're something on your mind, nigga.
Dude, my favorite funny scene, funny villain, is the Scream dude. mm-hmm. when the motherfucker was at the table and he was smoking motherfucker weed and nigga dad.
Look at that. You talking about the scary movie shit, the yeah. Wayans Brothers shit? Yeah, you retarded, dog.
That shit was funny. He had a nigga die like, let me hit that shit. Oh, man, that shit had me in tears.
That shit dumb as hell.
That shit dumb as hell, but that shit had me in tears.
But the new screen was good, though. Did you see that one?
I started about that finish.
Niggas don't like that shit either, though. I don't know what motherfuckers be expecting. Like, niggas... Sneaking the ghost face mask and shit, stabbing niggas. Like, how much more you want to do?
You know which one I was really tired of? What was the fuck the name of Saw? I'm so tired of the Saws. Like, nigga, stop with the Saw, man. God damn.
Did you see the one with Chris Rock? You seen that one? The last one? You seen it? Mm-mm. Nobody seen it like that shit.
No.
I watched it. It was decent. Like, it's fucking Saw. Like, I don't know what niggas thought.
More gruesome than a horror movie.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen this movie called Hostel?
Hell yeah, man. That's like two parts of that shit, too. I watched the one part. I ain't watching no more of that shit.
Again. That shit was
fucking disgusting.
You know what else gruesome. I got tired of?
It's fucking gruesome as fuck.
Final Destination.
Yeah. It was cool at the beginning. Yeah, shit.
You couldn't do shit without... I mean, you sit down, motherfucking chair breaking, and ceiling fall on you or some shit.
Right. Ain't it like eight parts of that motherfucker? It's like a two gang
minutes,
of the bitches.
Two yeah, minutes.
Way too many, though.
Threw off roller coasters and shit.
Hell no, no. Yeah, but what? School Fight. I think that was it. But as far as the villains though in comedies, after I said Debo, I'm kind of stuck on that shit though. It's got to be somebody else though, because I kind of just gave that one up for free and shit though. Then I said Ice Cube and the School Fight shit. I'm sticking with Debo and shit. I still think Debo probably one of the fucking funniest, like, because he wasn't even trying to be funny. Like, really. Like, he really wasn't trying to be funny, nigga, but I think that shit was funny. I did watch Friday again, too, though. Like, every now and then, I just had to get high and watch that shit, though, and see if I see something new and shit. I ain't seen nothing new this time. But I remember when I first realized in that one scene when Q's girlfriend was calling and shit. Yeah, nigga. No, I had seen that movie a million times, and then for some reason, I just happened to see this nigga Dickies back there, like, that's a nigga sitting in the fucking bed, bro.
Yeah, you just not noticing that,
dog. No, it took me years to see that shit. I mean, not recently, but I had seen it a million times before that.
A lot of people didn't see it,
though. Yeah, I didn't see that shit. Yeah, I didn't see that shit at all, dog. Anyway.
She called and checking that nigga.
Got a whole nigga in there. That's what I'm saying, dog. Love and death, man. These bitches crazy. You gotta watch that shit, Angry Man, for real.
There's a
whole nigga laying up in the dog. My nigga Larry Revenge checking in. What up, though? He said, Monk, where's cheeseburger at, dog? Dog, we do need to, one of these days, we just need to bring back an old motherfucking Easy Street menu, nigga. You just cook all of that shit. Yeah. I just want the chicken sandwich, honestly. That's all I want. And the salmon salad and shit. I don't want to talk about this shit no more. Anyway, dog, it's Monday, dog. It's time to get up out of here because it's way after 11 and I got a couple things to do. If you got a last minute comment, go ahead and throw it into the comment box, dog. Wednesday, y'all good for Wednesday? Or, I don't know. You not? All right. So we're going to put something together Wednesday. We'll be back on Wednesday. And tonight, anything going on tonight, dog? Well, no, game was last night, so ain't shit going on otherwise. That's it. I don't know. Whatever y'all niggas figure out to do. We'll go around the block one last time, dog. It ain't got to be about the movie villains and shit, dog. Just whatever you want to leave the people with today, dog. Angry Man. What's your final sentiments for today, bro?
Hey, we forgot about Dean, big brother of Mike T.
That's a villain. He really was, though. Yeah. See? There you go. Mm-hmm. That nigga was a villain. Shout out to Spike Lee. I really respected that movie later on in life.
What's the movie?
School Days. Oh. But, anyway, what you want to leave the people with, dog?
Shit, I don't know, man. Just go sit y'all ass down somewhere. Boy, you motherfuckers been acting real crazy lately, man. I don't know why. It's too damn hot to be fighting. You know what I'm saying?
It's cooling off today, finally.
Good.
I'm straight in the 80s. That 90s shit, they can keep us. Good.
Man, I mean, shit, it ain't even summertime yet, is it? No, it ain't summertime yet. It wasn't summertime.
It's basically something.
Yeah.
Well,
we ain't knee deep in that motherfucking number, but it's basically something.
I'm scared to get knee deep into that motherfucker.
Cause I don't know what heat just motherfucker activate motherfucker brains to do stupid shit.
Things they activate.
Man, motherfuckers be on some retarded shit lately, man.
No, they do.
Make you not just want to do nothing. Well, I don't do nothing anyway.
I was just gonna say, so yeah.
And I'm perfectly fine with not doing nothing.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I've done a lot up to this point in my life, so it's time for me to sit my ass down somewhere.
Take your own advice and shit, huh?
Yeah.
I figured
like that. Like you said, I done did all the traveling. Well, not all the traveling I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I still want to go to Japan. But I don't think I'm going to get over there.
I mean, in life, nigga? You just gave up on that shit?
Ain't no buses going that far.
I mean, it never have been. Like, get your ass on the plane.
I, you know.
Well, you don't want to go to Japan.
I don't want to be in the air, man. I mean, at one point, I was enthused about it, but I ain't trying to be up there that long.
I'm going.
You going? You want some ramen? Is that, that's not even Japanese, is it?
Yeah.
It is? Yeah. Okay, I ain't know.
Yeah, shit malfunctioning too much, man.
Shit malfunctioning on the way to the store, nigga, shit down the street.
That's what I'm getting at.
Shit, man.
Right, so and you can't avoid it. Yeah. Right, that's what I'm saying, so you can't avoid it.
No, I mean, when I go to the store, you know, I'm James Kirk. You know what I'm saying? I ain't depending on nobody else to get me there. You know, I'm James T. Kirk. I'm captain of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
You had more incidents in your car than you ever had in an airplane.
You for sure.
They don't be my fault.
But you James Kirk, though. You James T. Kirk. So whose fault is it?
It ain't my fault. People hit me. I don't hit nobody.
Cars hit you also. Without you being in the car.
And that's not my fault.
So you might as well get your ass on the plane. Eh?
No, but see, I can walk. Walk away from a car. A car accident, nine times out of ten, you ain't walking away from no plane crash. Your ass is done.
I mean, in all honesty, though, I'm only even aware of maybe 4, maybe 5, excluding fucking 9/11, fucking airplanes falling out of the sky.
Okay, I don't want to be number.
But
six.
I know a million motherfucking car accidents, though.
I don't want to be number 6.
Yeah,
just my luck.
I figured it.
Like you always say, you are the most. I ain't putting my luck in the air.
Yeah.
I leave it right down here.
I figured that. Shout out to Japan. Right. What money, dog? What you want to leave the people with, bro?
Hey, man, you know, do what you want to do, man, but just don't do it to other people.
What?
You know what I mean? Do what
I think
you,
I know what you're saying.
Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But what you want to do, other people ain't got to do it.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? Figured it.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, stop depending on other motherfuckers to do what you like.
Yeah.
Do what you like and keep it pushing, man. Because a lot of motherfuckers ain't going to agree with what you want to do.
Yeah.
So just do you, motherfucker. And stop worrying about other motherfuckers. I think that'll make it a perfect world.
Oh, shit. Since that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's just like black folks coming together.
Yeah.
That shit ain't gonna happen, though.
Yes, though.
You weak as hell. You gonna agree with that shit, dog.
I'm totally 100%.
On that note, dog, what do I want to say about this shit, dog? You know what? I'm gonna tie it all together, though. In real life, just like in movies, dog, there are often villains. You know what I'm saying? But just like you said, though, at some point, you just gotta be living your life for you and not for everybody else and shit, so. Fucking villains, dog. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people out here who make their own villains and shit just because I feel like they don't have no other purpose in life. You ever seen niggas who just sound like they make problems for themselves, dog?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga, what the fuck for? Yeah. Like, life could be so much easier if you just let some shit go, dog.
Yeah.
I think so. I feel like somebody just need to hear that today and shit, so I'm gonna say it. On that note, we about to finish smoking this weed, and we'll be back on Wednesday. It is Monday. Not sure what niggas do on Monday. Well, you know what? Shout out to Good Vibes Lounge. They are doing live music on Monday nights. Shout out to Mr. O'Yeah up there promoting the party on Monday nights. Good Vibes over there on Harper, dog. Shout out to y'all. That's it. We'll be back on Wednesday and shit. But till then, man, make sure whatever you do, make sure that you at least try to arrive alive, dog. Till the next time, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
Yeah.
Got my man Monk Money holding it down.
Smoke something.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Red Zone.
We about this thing, y'all.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, Now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We've just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.